Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do exactly that, which is what Susie's done. So I'm not going to waste any time. I'm just going to welcome Susie to the program and see what's on her mind. Susie, welcome. What's on your mind?
Let me see. I don't know where to start. My long-distance boyfriend and I broke up about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
We stopped talking for about a week, and then we resumed talking, like, mostly as friends, and which is kind of painful because a series of events had kind of led up to that decision. And so in spite of what happens, he says that he loves me and he wants to be with me, and I don't know if we should continue talking as friends or if I should just stop talking to him.
Fair enough. Let me get a little background. How old are you, Susie?
I'm 45, and so is he.
Okay. How long have you known each other?
We've known each other for like 10 years, but we've been in this relationship for like 1 year.
Okay.
And he's divorced, and I'm divorced, and he has a 10-year-old boy, and I have a 10-year-old girl.
Okay. How long had both of you been divorced when you met?
I've been divorced like... Well, when we started going out, I'd been divorced like for 7 years, and he had been divorced for 4 years. Two and a half years.
Fair enough. Okay. So how often do you see each other?
We had been seeing each other like twice a month.
Yeah.
And then when the wife found out that I was going to go live in the States, she started telling the son... She started telling him that she still loved him and telling the son would be crying, inviting the father over for dinner. And finally, the mother told the son that the son wanted to commit suicide because of our relationship, and that he doesn't want me to even talk to the father on the phone, and that he doesn't like me.
Whoa, that's giving a 10-year-old an awful lot of power that he should not have. Honey, look, this isn't about long distance. This is about inappropriate parenting on certainly your boyfriend's ex's part, and maybe even his part, too. I mean, this is, think about a 10-year-old determining after 2 years of divorce that who dad can date, and I'm going to kill myself. First of all, it's a terrifyingly unstable situation. It's giving a 10-year-old too much power. But, my dear, you have just dodged a bullet here, at least temporarily. This isn't about long distance. This is about craziness. And I think what... All right, so let's deal with that first of all. All right, well, let me deal with long distance, because that's the easy part. That if the two of you broke up because of long distance, then you...
It wasn't because of that. We broke up because of that situation, because he said that he had to deal with his son, and that he had to, you know, if his son was staying at his house and his son doesn't want him talking to me on the phone, and that his son wants... When he came to visit me in May was the last time we saw each other, and the son kept calling, "Dad, I'm sorry, I'm a waste of time for you." And then, like, a long pause, and then he would say something else, like if he was being coached.
Well, listen, whatever else, he's got some problems that have nothing to do with you. And let me just sort of show you the alternative. If you went, if the two of you got together, the son is going to do even more acting out, the ex-wife is going to do even more acting out, so it would have blown up. At this moment, what I would say to this dude, this is showing some sort of feet of clay, and granted, a 10-year-old threatening suicide is certainly stomach-churning, but the way you deal with that is not by allowing the kid to have that kind of power control, because the next time something happens, kid's just going to threaten suicide, and sooner or later, you don't want somebody learning that this is a way of controlling things, to threaten suicide, so you've dodged a bullet here, and it would not have gone away. So I think what you say, so the question is, what are you saying to this guy at this moment? And I'd say, look, I love you dearly. At some point, when you've gotten this worked out, I would love to revisit the relationship. But in the meantime, I really don't want a friendship. And you've already got a son who's going to be very threatened by this. And if you're feeling that you have to break it off because he won't allow you to talk to me, then how is he going to differentiate between friendship and romance or anything else? Not to mention, if you've only been together a year and you're seeing each other twice a month, that's basically like 20 dates. All right, which is not nothing, but it's not. I think you're going to have to let this one go. Number one, certainly for right now, because it's too dangerous. You're going to be the scapegoat. God forbid that kid does anything, including sort of playing hooky at school or letting his grades drop. Guess who's going to get blamed? That would be you. So you don't want anything to do with this. Not to mention you've got a 10-year-old. Daughter is what is yours. Yeah, yours is the daughter. So yeah. You don't want her learning this behavior of, gee, if mom does something, because you've got adolescence just around the corner, and you don't want your 10-year-old thinking, well, gee, here's a way of doing things. If mom's dating somebody or she doesn't let me do what I want to do, I this is really effective. So no matter how you look at it, I think he's toast for right now. And you can say, look, I love you. I'll always love you. When you've gotten your kid into therapy and this has worked out, and you have some ability to, and I don't know that you want a long-distance relationship anyway, but I think for right now I'd let him go. Now, the question is, what about the friendship aspect? And I would argue that you cannot go from romance to friendship without a break. You know, you need some, because otherwise, let's say that the two of you, I mean, clearly it's not working for you. Your stomach hurts. And when he's really nice to you or says, I love you, you think, oh, gee, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe we should sneak around. Maybe we just don't tell the kid. I mean, it's going to be a disaster. And
is that that's not something that's feasible, like for us to.
Not
like,
now. Not no, now. No, not, well, okay. Plus, what's in it for you?
No, because I'm supposed to be moving to the States, and I just got offered a job like an hour away from him.
Fine, so move to the States and take a job and start your life. You know, are you moving because of him?
I wanted to move to the States anyway. I decided to move to Texas because of him, but now it's, you know. I'm moving because that's where they offered me the job. I actually changed and I said, well, try to get me a job in Florida, too. And then this is what came along.
Look, people are in our lives for one of three reasons, either a reason, a season, or forever. All right. Mm-hmm. I think this guy was in your life for a reason to get you a new job. So that's great. So you don't have to be angry with him. But he served his function. He served his purpose. Go take the job. Stay away from him. He's not valuable to you. If his son is threatening suicide when you talk on the phone, what do you think is going to happen when he takes you out for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
He offers you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to deal with his kid for right now. And a year from now, if his kid is in therapy and stable and we've gotten this craziness taken care of, and he wants to take you out for dinner and you're available, you maybe think about it. But you've just learned something really important about this guy, which is he's terrible at setting limits.
She's terrible at what?
Setting limits.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. He had limits set up. He wasn't, like, doing certain things, and he wasn't, like, going to... The kid would be asking, "Oh, Dad, come in," and he wouldn't do it. But then when I came in the picture, and then the mother started crying, and then he was crying and acting up and asking he was like if he was depressed, and that's when he, like, backed down on it. All the limits fell. So the mother shows up at the house with food, and then, you know, he doesn't know how to say, okay, well, leave the food and leave, or tell her before, you know, don't
this
come.
This sounds like a guy who's separated, not divorced. And whatever, I mean, the one-year rule is a minimum, and this one, clearly, there's,
over.
He's going to have to sort that out. But you can't help him sort it out, and you don't want to be sitting around waiting for it, because all you'll do is get mad at him and put some pressure on him, and he'll either dump you because you're putting pressure on him, or he'll blame you because you're putting pressure on him. There's nothing in this for you right now. Tell him you've had a great year with him, that you miss him, and I wouldn't even necessarily give him your new address. All right, let me put you on hold for a minute. We come back and talk about it a little bit more. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking with Susie, who is in a long-distance relationship, which I think the long-distance relationships I think are problematic anyway, because you spend so much more time apart than together, and it distorts the relationship. I think they become fantasy-based without even trying. Where did you guys meet each other?
We met each other like around 10 years ago at a church.
Okay. So you both lived in the same place at the time?
Yeah, we lived at the same place at the time.
Okay. So, I mean, I just don't see that he offers you very much right now. Mm-hmm. I don't think he can really offer you friendship, because how you gonna do that? He can't talk on the phone with you. That I know that there's a part of you that thinks, well, gee, I'm moving to a strange place. But, I mean, you can do this on your own. And I would give you permission to say, listen, if you know people in my area, or, someone did this for me. I didn't even have the sense to ask for it. But when I moved from Boston to San Francisco, they have a party for me, and they asked everybody who knew anybody in San Francisco to give me a letter of introduction, to get in touch with that person and say that I was coming, and to give me that person's name. And it was enormously helpful if you're going to a place where you don't know anybody. So I think it's perfectly okay to say to him, listen, I understand that you have a lot on your plate right now, that you have to deal with your son and your ex, and I certainly don't want to compromise that situation, but I would really appreciate it if you could give me the name and address or of anybody that you know who might be helpful for me to moving in, and give me their name and number and tell them I'm coming or not. I mean, I think this guy has not much value to you right now.
Okay, and let's say, because he had told me once, oh, my son's never going to accept you. But they did go to a therapist, and the therapist told the mother to stop telling the son that the mother and father were going to be together. She told the father, it looks like you got over her. Told the mother, you need to get over him and let him go. And then they told the son basically the same thing, that they're divorced. But the son actually, after that therapy, he asked them, is Susie now going to be upset with me because maybe I don't go to Texas? And he also asked him, am I going to be the bad guy? He was, like, concerned, because I've met his son, and his son is...
These parents are doing a lousy job. This child has both too much power and too much responsibility. Divorced kids tend to feel that they're wishbones and somebody's got a hold of each of their ankles and their head's going to pop off. But, and I've dealt with kids who said, well, you know, I have to be with my dad because he can't take care of himself. And my message to divorced kids is, you're a kid. It's the parents' job to take care of you, not your job to take care of your parents. Uh-huh. And this is a kid who definitely needs to be in therapy because his parents are using him inadvertently, or at least the mom is. I don't know how much dad is as well, but by going along with it tacitly is a poker chip of saying, you know, that if you won't come back for me, come back for your son. Look at the damage you're doing to your son. And that's a really crummy thing to do.
And they told him that he had like a very high sense of guilt. That's why he was like indecisive now about what to do about the situation with the son.
Well, get in therapy, but don't involve everybody else in it. This guy has nothing to offer you right now.
Okay.
But take the job. I mean, listen, I think this guy was put in your life to get you to a new job, so that's great. Mm-hmm. So you can look at the relationship fondly. You can understand that it always had to come to an end. I feel dreadfully sorry for the 10-year-old because I think he is... I mean, he's going to have an ulcer by the time he's 11, if he doesn't already. He's not going to sleep. He's going to have problems in school. He's going to have problems concentrating. And he's learned...
He has problems in school.
Yeah. Well, he's... And the mom, I mean, the whole thing... And plus, you don't actually know what's going on. You only know what your boyfriend's telling you is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy when you go through a divorce to make the other person the bad guy. Mm-hmm. But this is a really nasty, messy, dangerous, volatile situation that you don't want to have anything to do with.
Okay.
So I would say, listen, I understand you have a lot to do. I don't want in any way compromise your relationship with your kid. I don't want you sneaking around to talk with me. It makes me uncomfortable. If he finds out about it, he's not going to trust you. You go do what you need to do. And, you know, I know how to get a hold of you. Please don't call me. But, and you know, in a year, maybe I'll give you a call. But I would not hold my breath for this dude. And it's not because he's a bad guy. He's just, he's in over his head. And you know, I've told the story before. When I used to live, I actually have always lived downtown, but I was walking past a construction site on my way to work every day. And the guy finally, the construction foreman kindly came over one day and he walked me across the street. He said, look, don't get anywhere near projects that are under construction. They're dangerous. You know, something can fall off and hit you in the head. And I remember, because of the person I am, I thought, I don't think this is about construction sites. I think this is about life, that you don't deal with projects that are under construction, because they're evolving, they're dangerous, they're unstable, and things can fall off and hit you in the head, which is not to say that we don't all evolve a little bit. But the question is, to what percentage of our life are we evolving? To what, and how much stability is there? And he's got no stability.
And do you think at some point he could learn, like, through therapy, how to manage, how he handles, like, his son and his ex-wife? She gave him permission to date, but not me.
Well, that's just because you're the current one. Let me tell you, the next one, he's not, you know, it's kind of like my mother. My mother's comment to me for years has always been, I like your hair the way it was last time. Hello. So what his wife is saying is, first of all, why would she get a vetting choice anyway? They're divorced. Mm-hmm. That she could say, well, I like everybody but Susie, but that's because he's dating you now. Next one, I like Susie better. You know, Mary is this horrible person. Mm-hmm. So you don't have anything to do with this. This guy he's not emotionally available, period. And you don't want to date somebody who's not emotionally available. He's got other stuff to deal with. Let him deal with it.
Okay.
You know, but you don't have to hate him for it. I wouldn't have anything to do with him. He has nothing to offer you. You're going to be the bad guy no matter what. It's teaching your daughter all sorts of really distorted values. And you've got a life. You know, you had 20 dates with him. It's a fantasy. Go find, get a new job, get a new house, get some new friends, and you'll find somebody wonderful, or you'll just be wonderful. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty, 855-993-7569. As you can imagine, I am not a great fan of long-distance relationships. But this one gives even long-distance relationships a bad name. So, you know. All righty, and again, going from friendship to romance is a relatively positive and valuable path, as we talked with Joy about, that liking somebody and then learning to love them is a relatively easy thing to do. Loving somebody or being sexually attracted to somebody and learning to like them, a little more complicated, folks. So, when in doubt, try liking somebody. Because one of the things about liking is it's a checklist, right? If you ask yourself why you like this person, you'll go down. And quite often you like them because they have things in common. It's a checklist. It's very intellectual. Loving somebody, say, I just love them. Because we both like soup. I love the smell of his neck. Much easier to go from logic to emotion than emotion to logic. Trust me about this. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah. All right. I tell you what. Let me review Inside Out, which came out last week when I was in Israel. And the government said, listen, if you want to, you can do your show from here. But I thought, I'm only going to be here for basically 10 days, 9 days. And so taking 15 hours of phone calls from the States makes no sense. So I didn't get to review Inside Out for you last week. But lots of you went to see it anyway, even without my recommendation, which I would have given freely. It Pixar, first of all. I remember the first Pixar film I ever saw, and I thought, I want to buy stock in that company, which was not publicly traded at the time. So I've always thought that they did wonderful things. The story is, young Riley is uprooted from her Midwest life and moved to San Francisco. Her emotions, joy, dun, 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 fear, anger, disgust, and sadness conflict on how best to navigate a new city, house, and school. The voice talents, Amy Poehler, Bill Hader, Lewis Black, Mindy Kaling. So it did very well last week. I think it actually beat out Jurassic World and cost like $46 to make. Actually, I think it didn't. According to this, last week, Jurassic World made $102 million, and Inside Out made $91. But that's, you know, it nearly beat it. And considering how much Jurassic Park cost, that Inside Out, I mean, Jurassic Park is fun to see for the CGI. It's been 22 years, and the CGI has improved dramatically in it. But the entire plot, which goes on for a little over 2 hours, that that Judy Greer says in the first, you know, 10 minutes to her kids, which is, if something chases you, run. That's the entire plot. There's nothing else. So Inside Out is much, much smarter. It's clever. It's got some great imagination to it. And it almost beat out Jurassic World last week. So Jurassic sort of edged it out by, 10% or something. But consider the relative budgets. So it's very impressive. All right, so if you haven't seen it, you'll have a chance to see it this weekend. It will be around, and probably both of them will be around. All right, let me tell you the ones that are opening, which I saw and which I didn't see. Ted 2 comes out this weekend. You know, look, I thought the first one was tacky, rude, and hilarious. Mark Wahlberg and Seth MacFarlane, who plays Ted, the stuffed animal, who's a bit obscene. The idea in this one, and sequels always have a hard time because you've already met the characters and the surprise factor has already happened. This one did not get the reviews that the first one got, but it'll probably make some serious money. Ted and Tammy Lynn want to have a baby, but in order to qualify to be a parent, Ted will have to prove he's a person in a court of law. Do we think this sort of resonates with Supreme Court decisions and things of that sort? We do. But this is a man-boy comedy that's R-rated, so there you go. There you go. Didn't see it. You're on your own. Given a choice between touring the Holy Land as a guest of the Prime Minister and seeing Ted 2, guess what I opted for? Okay, you got it right. I did see Escobar Paradise Lost. A young surfer meets the woman of his dreams, and then he meets her uncle, Pablo Escobar, who's played by Benicio del Toro. Josh Hutcherson of The Sweet Face plays the young surfer. And technically, he's not a young surfer. That's actually inaccurate. His brother is a surfer. I mean, the performance is extraordinary. But let me tell you the problem about it. I mean, they sort of present Pablo Escobar as kind of a family man, and this is just a family business. I find that vaguely objectionable. I mean, he's a drug lord, and they sort of hint at the violence rather than, and sometimes the hints are more broad than others. But what can I tell you? Josh Hutcherson, good for him for taking a chance after Hunger Games. I mean, he's going to be probably a multi-gazillionaire because of that. But he's, I mean, I think he's an appealing presence. I think he always has been. This is an interesting, if not, I mean, the problem is that it seems to me morally relativistic, and that's a problem. So I kind of like the performance. I had a problem with what the point was, is that we're supposed to view one of the kingpins in the drug trade as not such a bad guy because he is a family man. A little hard for me to do that. Bad Kid Begins is a documentary about a kid. For one day in one city, everybody came together to give a 5-year-old cancer patient his wish. And, I mean, you're going to cry, right? And I don't think I'm actually giving away any plot to say that the kid actually survives. And survives to this day. So, pick of the week. Ted 2 will probably be the number one movie, but maybe not. Inside Out may be that Jurassic Park has still got a lot of mojo going. So it'll be really interesting. Ted 2 appealed initially to young boy, to 18 to 25 year old males, because it's obscene and tacky and makes all sorts of fart sex jokes. Who knows? I actually am not heavily invested in this one this weekend. Certainly, of the ones that I've told you about, Inside Out is far and away the best. Because it's a different way of looking at human behavior and human emotions. And basically that's what, in theory, art is supposed to do, is give us a different way of seeing our own behavior and through that prism understand ourselves a bit better. And I think it does a surprisingly good, and it will make you laugh, it'll make you cry. It's just, it's a very different look at something and different counts as far as I'm concerned, especially in the movies. So. You can get more details at drjoy.com. I did not review theater for you yesterday because I'd only see one play, and I'll just review it for you because I will have seen a bunch by next Wednesday, so I'll tell you next Wednesday. Okay? 855-993-7569 if you have something on your mind that you want to talk with me about. In the meantime, this is kind of one of those duh stories, right? The headline is Whole Foods Accused of Massive Overcharging. All right. My daughter and her friends all refer to Whole Foods as Whole Paycheck. All right. The idea being that it's always been viewed as expensive. Do you have a Whole Foods where you are, Trevor?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you ever shop there?
Like, I've been there once.
It is very expensive.
So expensive.
They have some. Their house brands sometimes are reasonably priced. I'm like, their peanut butter is good and not terribly expensive. I mean, but in general, it's expensive. Okay, so here's what the story is really talking about. Because it's not exactly a news flash that Whole Foods is expensive. The news flash is that they're cheating. They looked at 80 different types of prepackaged products. None, zero, had the correct weights. None. So they're overcharging you. They're saying that it has more in it than it does, which means they can charge more. 89% of packages violated federal rules for how much a package can deviate from actual weight. The overcharges range from 80 cents for a package of pecan panko to $14.84 for a package of coconut shrimp. Vegetable platters priced at $20 per package were overpriced by $2.50 on average. That's almost 10%. Right? It's a little more than that. Well, yeah, it's more than that. It's almost 15%, 17%. One package was overpriced by $6.15. Chicken tenders are overpriced by an average of $4.13 a price. Now, this is taking the already exorbitant price per pound, and they cheated because they said there was more pound. There was more weight in it. I mean, this is really outrageous. Packages of berries going for $8.58 were overpriced on an average by $1.15. The overcharges were especially prevalent in packages that had been labeled with exactly the same weight, and it would be practically impossible for all of the packages to weigh the same amount. So they just print out the labels. Who cares? They said they did find a few instances in which the listed weight was less than it actually was, which would have provided a savings for a consumer. Whole Foods said it disagreed with what it termed overreaching allegations and said it would vigorously defend itself. They have not provided evidence to back up their demands, nor have they requested any additional information from us, but have taken this to the media to coerce us, said Whole Foods. All right, so, you know, what you need to do is take your little scale in. They could be subject to millions of dollars of fines, which is not going to help the pricing of Whole Foods. Last year, they paid $800,000 in fines to L.A. for the same problem. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes, but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros that plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, folks, this is kind of a public service announcement. The National Society of Historic Sites, I think, the National Trust for Historic Preservation, got it almost right, once a year puts out places that are in jeopardy of being sort of changed as much as anything else. And they're saying that these sites, you need to visit this summer before they're changed. One of them is already devastated, which is the South Street Seaport, because that's here in New York. And it has nothing to do with development per se. It got wiped out in Sandy. And it was really, it was always, I mean, it had been changed into a mall a long time ago, but they also had some of the old taverns and the cobblestones, whatever. But it's now being developed as a casino, I think, and kind of an entertainment complex. But that's not anybody's fault per se. That was Sandy. They're also talking about the Carrollton Courthouse in New Orleans, the Chautauqua Amphitheater in Chautauqua, New York, Little Havana in Miami. Last time I was in Little Havana, it was kind of slummy, so I don't know about that. The Factory in West Hollywood. East Point Historic Civic Block, East Point in Georgia. The Old U.S. Mint in San Francisco. Oak Flat in Arizona. A.G. Gaston Motel in Birmingham. The Fort Worth Stockyards in Fort Worth. Man, let me tell you about stockyards. But the one that I think all of us should be concerned about, and you're not going to be happy about this, folks, write to your congressperson, is the Grand Canyon. They're actually talking about putting in, I think it's called an entertainment complex, entertainment centers. Two different developers are trying to build sprawling entertainment centers. One includes a hotel and commercial area along with a gondola that would go down to the canyon floor. An entertainment pavilion based on Native American themes. Not the Grand Canyon, folks. I mean, it'll be kind of literally a mini Las Vegas. So write to your congressperson and say, don't okay this. Okay, the Grand Canyon? That's just wrong. So don't allow that to happen, all right? Write to your congressperson now. Because, you know, once the developers are in there, I mean, the South Street Seaport, you know, look, it already got devastated. It was already ruined. And to rebuild it, I mean, whenever you rebuild, as I said, I've been a lot in museums in the last week or so. And the difference between museum quality stuff and a private collection, they do the retouching of stuff, and it changes it. I have a grandfather clock that's about 250 years old, and the face of it is faded. People say, why don't you just sort of go over the Roman numerals? And I said, because then it has no value. That this is what it looks like. It is aged to this point. And you don't go. And so they have, like, sarcophagi that they found, and they go and repaint them. And first of all, it's not the same brush. It's not the same water. It's not the same minerals. It's not the same color. So it's not the same. And sometimes you just have to respect what something has become. So, but messing with the, so doing a renovation on South Street Seaport, I can go either way on that. I mean, fine. But the Grand Canyon? Come on, folks. All right. And Trevor said, don't end on a down note. And he's absolutely right. So here's the positive note. The Dutch ruling on climate change that could have a global impact. All right. So here's what's happened. A Dutch court has sided with an environmental group and said the government must cut carbon emissions by 25% in 5 years in order to protect the country's citizens. They paid close attention to this case, and there are similar ones in the works in other countries, including Belgium and Norway. The state should not hide behind the argument that the solution to global climate problem does not depend solely on Dutch efforts, the judge said in their ruling. Any reduction of emissions contributes to the prevention of dangerous climate change, and as a developed country, the Netherlands should take the lead in this. So there you go. There's the group that filed the lawsuit. It was called Urgenda. Get it? Like urgent agenda? Against the Dutch government. He said he worries that rising sea levels caused by global warming could threaten his country's future. What this place reminds me of is that for the Netherlands, really in the long run, climate change is sort of an almost existential issue. The Dutch court, a court ordered the Dutch government to protect its citizens. It had been aiming to cut by 15%. It's studying the ruling. So there you go. So that's a good thing. They said no court in the world has ever directly ordered a government to cut carbon emissions, and this could have implications far beyond the Netherlands. Urgenda put all its legal documents online, translated them into English, and encouraged groups from other countries to use their work. People can also now address their governments on this basis, that they won't just do what they politically wish to accomplish, but what is actually necessary according to science. Belgium has already filed a similar suit. Norway has one in the works. So we could get a huge change. All right? So I think that's really positive. It's sort of a break in the dike, appropriate coming from the Netherlands. We'll see how big the flow from it is. In the U.S., the Supreme Court has rejected a lawsuit like this, that other major countries like India have legal systems more likely to rule in favor of the environmentalists. If this does catch on, he said it could become an entirely new front for addressing climate change. Write to your congressperson, you know, make a fuss. you know, that people, we live in a democracy. That's the whole point. We can be heard. Don't just assume somebody else could do it. All right. All right. I have one other kind of, I suppose, good news story for all of you who own. Trevor, do you have an iPhone? What kind of phone do you have?
I do have the latest iPhone, yes.
Okay, here's the deal. Have you seen all those commercials and billboards all over that show a shot in an iPhone 6?
Yep, there's one right across the street from me.
All right, it turns out they just won the top prize in an outdoor category the first time. You know, I think, as I said, I took my phone rather than a camera, per se, to Israel. And I think cell phones are fabulous for everything except actually phone conversations, which they're awful. But, in fact, it turns out that the cell phone technology was invented in Tel Aviv. Who knew? But at any rate, so I have some fantastic pictures. I'm working with Manning and Trevor to, apparently I put the tweet stuff on the wrong Twitter page. So, okay, all right, don't give me a hard time about this. As you know, it's not my favorite things to do. But, you'll see there's some really gorgeous pictures. But so I love my phone as a camera. On a phone? As a phone? Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't understand. You could say it again? All right. All right, so 855-993-7569. Make sure, I know you guys are pretty good about listening to the program all the time, but in particular, we're doing a very special, I think probably the best interview I've ever done in my career tomorrow on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, with the three victims and three therapists who deal with terror in Israel, who the three people have been, you'll hear all about it, have been victim of terror attacks. And so I think it's really, hopefully you like the program and you don't want to miss it, but this one is in particular, don't want to miss it. All righty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.